So you have come here for information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
We dug up a lot of good dirt.
On My Talk.
Listen and learn.
While Madonna's planning to release an album in 2018, Madonna's also planning to hit the road. Her last tour was the epic 2015-16 Rebel Heart Tour, which saw her perform a total of 82 concerts across four continents. Madonna is currently living in Portugal and is believed that she is about to announce an upcoming tour. So, will it be that big of a tour? We're not sure.
Awesome.
Yeah. I like this awesome sauce, as Alexis would say.
Yes. I thought that was her last tour.
Yeah, a lot of people did. Maybe they paid too much for tickets thinking it was her last tour.
Yes.
Performers need to just stop saying they're retiring because they never really retire. Cher's retired 12 times.
Yeah, she has.
Right. Mm. You subscribe to Netflix and you get an email asking for your credit card information. Don't reply to it. There is a phishing scam that uses fake branding from Netflix, and it's making its way around the internet, showing Netflix as the sender and stating that your payment has been declined. And the email will state that they've attempted to authorize your card you have on file but weren't able to do so, then asks you to update your payment information, and Netflix is urging subscribers to never enter card information via an email attachment. I might fall for this, so I wanted to talk about it because if it looks official, I might be like, oh, wait a minute, I did get a new debit card, you know. So
yeah, they're fishing
be
you
careful,
with the
pH. Everybody.
Oh, boy. Okay. Now, ER, it's going to Hulu, and George Clooney is really excited about it. 15 seasons being added to Hulu. It did launch the careers of Juliana Margulies, George Clooney, and Noah Wiley. And it started in 1994, so ER, available to stream soon on Hulu.
Oh, how cool.
It's a big deal. It's the first time ever. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, Paris Jackson recently picked up a couple of hitchhikers. She even took them to a fast food place, gave them her socks. She got them dinner because one of them was pretty messed up, and they repaid her generosity by stealing her debit card.
What? Rude.
Yeah.
Well, we shouldn't be picking up hitchhikers in 2018.
Please.
I can't believe I had to say that, but
I know. I was shocked by
that.
It's
not very championship.
Yeah. No, it's not. Agreed.
No. No. On TV tonight, we have The Flash returning to the CW. We also have the series premiere of something called Black Lightning on the CW. It's about a former superhero with the power to control electricity who comes out of retirement. And then we have the stand-up special Cat Williams' Great America on Netflix. Also, we have This Is Us on tonight. Lex will be watching that.
Yeah, baby. With tears in hand. Ready to ugly cry.
Tears in hand.
And tissue in hand, too.
And that's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
That's a lot of dirt.
Dirt alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
I gotta go. I'll be back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Shadows dancing without you for the first time. My heart is open. You walk right in soon. Now to tell me there are things that you regret. Cause if I'm being honest, I ain't over you yet. That's all I'm asking. Is it too much to ask? Is it too much?
Jason and Alexis in the morning. 6:05. Getting close to 6:06 on this Tuesday, January 16th, 2018.
Yes.
I remember thinking when I was a kid that the year 2000 seemed so far away.
Yeah.
And now it's
when we thought the world was going to end, remember? Yeah. Y2K?
Just anytime I hear the year 2000, I think of Conan O'Brien.
Oh.
The yeah. year 2000.
He had that funny yes. bit where he wore that, that big head dress. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Did you hear what... did you hear what Conan's doing in response to the, and it's debatable, it's being debated, so just to be fair, the comments from the president, no matter what they were, some form of comment about African countries, Haiti, Conan is bringing his show, they immediately had a meeting, they got together right after the news broke, about this White House meeting, and they are taking the Conan show to Haiti.
Yeah. Because you know, they did that to Cuba.
Yeah. So that's his thing. That's yeah. these remote shows are the bread and butter of Conan O'Brien, and he does. Oh, and he's so good on these remote shows. He just Conan with everyday people. Hysterical. Mm-hmm. Just his interacting. Obviously, some of the bits are scripted, but. There's nothing better than just Conan's reaction talking with people and their oddities and their the way it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
If you've never seen one of these remote episodes of Conan, I would encourage you to jump on the YouTube.
Well, and to see his point of view and to see, you know, this tall, lanky redhead, you know, ginger walking through the streets of Haiti. I mean, just the visual alone is going to be fantastic.
It's going to be great. It is now coming up on 6:08. I was mentioning, Lex listened to some of it as well. They're all over the place. They were on Fallon, too. I'm talking about Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. They were on Stern yesterday, their very first interview with Howard Stern, promoting the fourth season of Grace and Frankie. I will pause to say, I can't believe we are on the fourth season of Grace and Frankie. I was saying this morning... Is it just me or some streaming shows, the time between seasons feels like forever.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of those shows where I'm like, wow, they crank these bad boys out. I can't believe there's already been three seasons in the can for Grace and Frankie. I remember when it premiered. And it wasn't that long ago. So anyway.
And they've been able to crank them out. You're right. I think it's also because there's only 13 episodes per season.
That's
where
true.
We're used to network, you know, 23 episodes.
Yeah, very true. Well, some of my favorite takeaways, Lex, I don't know what your take, some of yours was, but I was struck by both of their openness. One of the stories that Lily told, and I think Lily was surprised that Howard knew the story, was I think it was like in the 80s or 90s, Time Magazine had approached Lily Tomlin, called her and said, if you reveal you're gay to us, we'll put you on the cover. And Lily was very, and Howard said, I heard you were offended by that. And Lily's like, yeah, I was. And I didn't know you knew that story. And I appreciate you knowing that I was offended. And I told them, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not going to reveal this aspect of my life just to get on the cover of your magazine. So that was, she said, and then eventually what was funny was she eventually got the cover for other reasons 2 years later, and I forgot what it was.
And it went to a service woman.
Yeah, yeah. So that was interesting to me. I also loved I always love to find out when stars pass on a role, what movies they pass on. And their list was a little surprising. Jane Fonda was offered and passed, well, kind of, she was willy-nilly about one of them, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
That went to Faye Dunaway. And she was also offered The Exorcist. And Howard said, and you were also offered Rosemary's Baby. And Jane couldn't remember that. But she did say that she was offered The Exorcist and turned it down because she doesn't like scary movies. And she never has. But I was trying to close my eyes and imagine Jane Fonda in that role as the mother. And I can see it, actually. I can see her in that role.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. What was some of your takeaways?
Yeah, two. The first one is Howard Stern... Pretty much, he adores her and said that she is a living hero. with the Vietnam War and protesting against it. I have such a different view. And my dad, I think, does too. You know, he was a lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps. And when he was 19, he was a student up at Concordia up north. And he felt this intense sense of patriotism. So instead of being drafted, he enlisted in the Marine Corps. And he remembers when she was protesting, and one of the things that she did was that iconic picture where she sits on the cannon, she's straddling it. And he was so very offended by that, because here he is fighting for the country. And now, of course, you know, we shouldn't have been in the war anyway. But so he has a very different perspective now. But it's just such an interesting takeaway that you can have people who have very different takeaways of one person, like Jane Fonda. She was very polarizing at the time. And then the other thing that I thought was so interesting was he asked her about, because she's so beautiful, he asked her, were you ever, you know, this Me Too movement, were you ever, do you experience this? And her first answer was no, never. All of my friends, they did as children. And he said, but you were. And it was just really interesting to me that she didn't quite connect, that she didn't get a certain role because of a sexual demand or desire. I guess the director at the time wanted to see and hear how she orgasmed. And she was just like, no. But she didn't see that as part of the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
And maybe she had a turnaround during that conversation, because then later on, she mentioned some of the other abuse that she encountered being in the business so young. And Lily Tomlin, her father putting her up on the bar at 3 years old and asked people to tap dance and to, she had to perform.
Yeah.
It was a great conversation.
Let's take a break, because I want to, I'm so glad, and that's why I stayed away from it, because I knew it was your highlight. I was so taken by Howard's, and it was at the beginning of the interview.
Yes.
How emotional he got. We'll talk more about that, plus more hot topics. 6:13, friends. We'll be right back. Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin opening up big time to Howard Stern. 6:18. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Alexis pointed out that Howard was really... look, I've listened to Howard for many years, and I have rarely heard him as effusive as he was with Jane Fonda.
Yes.
Calling her his hero, because he was a young man during the Vietnam War. He did not believe in it. He did not want to go. He felt these are his words to Jane at the very beginning of the interview. He's like, I felt like nobody cared about me. He's like, my mom, my dad, I felt I had nobody watching over me. And I felt by your protest of the war that you cared about me. And Lex can tell you, I am parsing down and paraphrasing a statement and a reading of feelings that went on for several minutes right at the top. I mean, they sat down on his couch and he was very, very moved. And I was cleaning the kitchen at the time. I stopped and stared at my phone, because It was a rare moment for Stern.
Yeah, Jason, that was a good wrap up of what went down. You're absolutely right. I mean, he was you are one of my heroes. I adore you. Thank you. Yes, you were there for me, and it was rare. I mean, you're right. I was driving and I stopped. I thought, wow, he really is laying it on there. But it was genuine.
Very much so. Oh, very. Yeah. It wasn't for the show. It wasn't to kiss up to his guest. Mm-mm. It was because he repeated that sentiment, and I was moved by this. He repeated that sentiment that he was not cared for and cared for and loved a few times during their rather long interview.
He has a lot of daddy issues.
He really does, and he always talks about it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm in therapy for it.
Yeah. But he mentioned it to Jane toward the middle of the interview again. He's like, you are my hero. He reiterated his statements at the top. Now, as Alexis pointed out with her father, I'll just acknowledge again, just in case you're just coming into the conversation, I totally respect and get that Jane Fonda still to this day in 2018 is polarizing. Mm-hmm. I would bet $0.25, we will still get an email today from one of you that feels very strongly about Jane Fonda. I mentioned her a couple times on my TV show, and I will always get maybe one or two emails. Mm-hmm. So, and I respect how you feel. Absolutely. I obviously wasn't I was barely a kid, so I don't really have, you know, I wasn't around. I don't really, my father was in the military later in the 80s, in the Air Force, so.
Yeah, my dad was on the way to Vietnam when the war ended. He had just finished boot camp.
Oh, seriously?
Yes, so he was right in the thick of it, and he couldn't stand Jane Fonda.
And you said, has he evolved, I mean, his feelings on her?
Yes.
To this right now, Lex?
Absolutely, they've changed. Yeah. You know, she is a wonderful public servant. She is fighting for climate control. She's fighting for pay equality, this Me Too movement. She is very involved. So, absolutely. And, of course, now we know the outcome. We shouldn't have been in the war, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, but at the time, and growing up, yeah. I did not like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he served for 21 years, and at the 95, he retired, and even still, there was a little sting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Valid and warranted, and I absolutely respect the point of view on Jane Fonda. Personally, I'm a fan of hers. I like her. I do like her work that she does for the world.
Yes.
I have no problem saying that. So.
Have you watched the third season? See, I watched the first two seasons of Grace and Frankie. I mm-hmm. need to go back and watch the third season, but it's worth it, right?
Yeah. I liked the second a little bit more than the third, but the third was still good, really good. There's some great episodes in that third season. So, yeah, the new season's coming out, I believe, this week. 6:23, let's get this sadness out of the way. Dawn and Alexis, the lead singer of we found out the lead singer of the Cranberries died yesterday.
Shocking, isn't it, Dawn?
Oh, yeah. Well, she had a lot of depression that I haven't, like, faithfully followed her, but she's had a lot of depression, apparently, and a lot of back pain.
Yes.
They said, and boy, that can, if you have chronic pain, that can really take a toll on your mind.
Yeah.
You know, not just your body. So she was found in a hotel room, 46 years old. Just another great music legend that we're going to miss.
Yes.
Oh, so young.
Yeah, and the police are saying no foul play. So that.
Right. Oh, they are?
They're calling actually a sudden death. Mm-hmm. And she did have bipolar disorder. She did admit that in an interview like 3 years ago or so. But yeah, that you're right, that back pain. And oh, man.
Here's a little bit of some of the Cranberries' greatest hits for all you youngins that may not be familiar. Take a listen. I love this song. Listening, I forgot about some of those.
Right.
So good. And she's working on new music, too.
So sad.
Yeah. Too young.
You get to be my age, and it's like, oh, you're thinking, oh, my God, that person died.
Yeah, 46.
I know.
Anyway. 6:25. Let me set the table here. We have a giveaway coming up in just a little bit for The Wiz. Don't call now. Don't call now. Don't call now. Not right now. Call later. Not right now.
okay, Seinfeld.
That's right. Don't forget, tickets are still available for our Manuary party tomorrow at Can-Can Wonderland. You can get those by going to mytalk1071.com and clicking on the Manuary page. But when we come back, Dawn is so excited to talk about The Bachelor. She told us off air.
Oh, boy.
She cannot stand not talking about The Bachelor. So we'll talk about it when we come back. Stay with us.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Hey, Stella!
Entertainment.
Dawn just said one of the trending topics is hashtag when the aliens come.
Oh, they're already here, guys.
You were talking to one right now.
Yeah. Who are you talking about?
Rocket Man, help us figure out where Lex is from.
That's right. I co-host a show with an alien weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9. I don't know if you guys knew that, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Lots of work to do here.
6:32. Oh. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Dawn, how was The Bachelor?
Oh, boy. Well, I caught up on this is the third week of The Bachelor with Ari as The Bachelor. Yeah. How was it? I mean, I watched like 5 hours of it yesterday to catch
Whoa.
Up, right?
What?
Well, I am doing Marley's podcast with her.
Yeah.
So I had to catch up and be the Bachelor expert for the show.
She used to work here, didn't
she? She did, yes.
She still does.
Oh,
yeah. Doing her podcast. You get a rose.
So we had a lot of things go on. There's a girl who last week was traumatized by bumper cars. Her name is Annalise.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that girl.
She was, well, this week we found out she's traumatized by something else.
I've had a couple scary dog experiences. Yeah. When I was a little girl, my parents were out of the country, and I was staying at my grandparents', and they had a dog. Her name was Sunshine, and she was an old dog, and I was playing with her, and she just, you know, didn't like it anymore and bit.
What was that?
So I might actually really struggle today.
Were they at a shelter?
They did a thing where they trained like circus dogs for a performance.
Oh,
now, this was, it sounds dramatic, but it was really funny the way the producers, where they edited this.
Yeah, make no mistake, everyone. We're not laughing.
No, because that struggle's real.
That struggle's very real.
But yes.
She seems to have lots of struggles.
Yeah, it does.
Well, not
did
only
she get
that,
a rose at the end? Is she sticking around? Spoiler.
No.
Okay.
She is not.
But
he also told her she didn't get kissed, and so she was like really upset about that, so she was like just freaking out and went back and pursued it and was like, oh, everyone else has gotten a kiss. And then he was like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. And he walked her out.
Oh, she asked for a kiss, rejected.
She was. Oh, I'm sorry to laugh, but, no sparks. And he told her right away, he's like, well, she pressed me for it. And he's like, you know what, I really just don't think this is going to go anywhere.
Hey,
so he let her go.
I appreciate his bluntness.
And a couple of the other girls, I just have to say, they don't need to cry at every moment if they're not feeling something. They went on a group date and they did Glow, okay? So a couple of the real stars from Glow.
Oh, the glamorous ladies of wrestling.
Right, not the TV show, but the real women. A couple of those stars, the woman who played Little Egypt, and also the farmer's daughter. They came in and they were trying to teach them how to smack talk, teach them how to wrestle. That was the date. These girls cannot, like, they can't take any smack talk. They're like, this is offensive. I don't like it. And, like, one of them was in tears about it. The other one started crying because she was, like, getting in her face making fun of her name. But it's like, they're just trying to make you put on a show. Get over
it. Real.
Oh, my gosh.
And
they had a little cry session. Ugh.
And attention, Kmart shoppers, you're on a TV show.
Yeah.
I just
you know
can't
what I mean?
Believe
you are,
it.
You are on a ridiculous TV show.
Yes.
Oh.
Lighten up.
Oh.
You're not on NPR.
I want to be trained by the Glow ladies. How fun would that be?
I mean, I don't know
teach
why.
Teach me the body slam.
They're like, oh my gosh, they're going way too far. And it's just these, I don't know. It's real hard for me to watch it because I wouldn't hang out with any of these girls.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just because I'm getting, you know.
Because you're a normal human being.
But I'm also not in that age demographic.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just it's difficult this time around because I'm also not attracted to him.
I was going to say, do you like Ari?
I am not. I would never be attracted to this guy. I don't.
Oh, really?
I don't get it. No, I don't find his I'm not attracted to his personality. Mostly.
Yeah.
It's just really he's just not my type of guy. So it is hard to get into the mind of girls that are like, oh, he's so attractive and he's so hot. And I'm like, no,
and
not really.
Yeah, you don't even think physically he's attractive?
No, not really. He kind of looks like he could be a family member. He looks like my cousin Joey. And
where
I'm like,
there,
I can't get Joey out of my head, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just, oh. But okay, overall, you know, of course it's fun to watch the drama go down. And I'm enjoying it. Once I got into it, I was like, okay, I'm now hooked. I have a chart, of course. And
do we have a front runner? Is there someone you want to
There are two girls. Becca and Becca. There's a short-haired girl named Becca and then one from Minnesota. And unfortunately, I had something ruined for me by our friend Ryan.
I know. I told him to not say a thing.
Well, he did. He said something to me, so I won't say anything else. But I hate spoilers. Mm. I don't even watch the preview for the next week. That's how much I hate spoilers.
Producer Ryan spoiled something for you?
He loves The Bachelor, Bachelorette. He's part of the nation there.
Seriously?
Yeah, big time.
Oh, wow, Ryan. Yeah.
Marley gets really upset, too. Somebody else ruined something from her for her. It's just one of her friends. And we don't want to know the end.
Yeah.
You know? We don't want to go to the last page of a book and read it.
No.
We just don't.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
And I don't even watch this ridiculousness.
There's a girl named Crystal who is really, really annoying. She has a she talks like this.
Oh,
she has vocal fry. Does she have vocal fry?
Vocal fry. Yeah, a lot of them do, but this girl is the worst I've ever heard.
Alexis.
I just really love feeling your energy.
I lost my job at Spencer's. And now my boyfriend works at Auntie Anne's and he's getting a promotion.
I like the with pepperoni on it.
I like the pretzel knots.
Mm, yummy.
Vocal fry. You gotta love it. 6:38. Lex, I have bad news for you.
Uh-oh. What's that, Jace?
I have really bad news, Lex.
Mm-hmm. Yep, mm-hmm.
People love Paddington Bear Part 2.
Right? They do?
America, the world, Alexis.
Oh.
America loves Paddington Bear Part 2. It is the fourth film to boast a perfect score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Are you kidding me?
A perfect 100% score with over 100 reviews in.
Whoa! Maybe the second's better than the first.
Well, and now that I gave you the end of the book, let me back up a little bit.
Okay.
For anyone that missed the episode, Alexis was at a movie about a month ago and saw a preview for Paddington Bear 2 and thought the bear was horrible looking.
He's
right,
so
Lex,
scary. He is so scary. And then he dips himself in some soapy water and he gets even scarier. It's like a wet rat. It's not the cute Paddington bear that I remember. Now, I get that that was a cartoon and this is not, but still.
Now, see, Lex, I agreed with you initially.
Until? Okay.
But upon second look.
Yes, he's a lovable bear.
I am with America. I actually think he's cute. There's a dog in the movie, a chihuahua. That is frightening to me. The computer animated chihuahua looks like the pet to one of your demon dolls.
Yeah, oh.
But Paddington, I think, looks kind of cute.
Yeah, his features are so fierce, just like the My Little Ponies of today and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm used to a softer Paddington bear. So when I see this rodent-looking one, it's kind of hard to get past it. And
because
I did watch
he's
the
a real
first
bear.
One. Because he is a real bear. And
he's not a stuffed bear come to life. I learned that the other day.
Right, you know? Exactly. So maybe I just need to, I'll wait till I can rent it or buy it, and I will watch the Paddington Bear with the nephews and niece.
Remember, everyone, Alexis prefers a softer Paddington Bear, just in case.
It's the nose that's probably scary. A pointy nose.
Yeah.
Too pointy.
I get it, Lex, but take another gander.
But people are really liking it. So you know what?
You do.
I'm really happy because you know what? I think part of this also is this is an uplifting, happy movie. Think about the landscape of movies and TV shows right now. It's so down and dour and rapey. And now it's, you know, this is a happy bear who, you know, accidentally puts a red sock in the laundry. That's cute.
It's like Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
In there. Gosh.
Yeah. Well, it's happy.
Zombies. Wow.
You know what also is happy?
what's
time to give something away, everybody.
Yes.
Dawn McClain is standing by. We're giving away a four pack. We're giving away a porg, everybody.
Ooh.
A four pack of ticket vouchers to see The Wiz at Children's Theater Company during its run of production from January 23rd to March 18th. The vouchers, by the way, will be mailed to you. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Dawn is standing by. We are looking for caller number 7. Good luck to you. Thanks to our family over there at the Children's Theater Company.
Oh, man, that is going to be quite a production. Oh. We saw the costumes alone.
Yeah, we saw them making the costumes.
Swoon.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Ease on down the road. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm poor Dinah Ross. Somewhere she's crying.
I was snapping for you.
Thank you. 6:42. We will be back with more right after this. Reaction, opinions surrounding the Aziz Ansari accusations, drama. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning, 6:47. I woke up this morning and I jumped on the rap.com, one of the websites I always look at for crap. And Ashley Banfield, I think she's on Headline News now. I always know Ashley from her days on famously on MSNBC. She famously wore glasses, very distinct glasses.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in broadcasting for many years. And I believe, I think she's on Headline News. Yes,
yeah, her show is
on.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, on Monday's episode last night, she criticized the woman who accused comedian Aziz Ansari of sexual misconduct during a date. So, Lex, have you heard this?
Yeah, I have.
Dawn, have you heard this?
I have.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to play a portion of it, and then we'll discuss on the other side. Take a listen.
Dear Grace, not your real name. I'm sorry that you had a bad date. I have had a few myself. They stink. I am sure it must be really weighing on you. It's hard being a victim. Very painful. Just ask anyone who's been on that end of crime and justice. I cover them every day. It's no picnic. But let's take a moment to reflect on what you claim was the worst night of your life, end quote. You had a bad date. Your date got overly amorous. After protesting his moves, you did not get up and leave right away. You continued to engage in the sexual encounter. By your own clear description, this was not a rape, nor was it a sexual assault. By your description, your sexual encounter was unpleasant. It did not send you to the police. It did not affect your workplace or your ability to get a job. So I have to ask you, what exactly was your beef? That you had a bad date with Aziz Ansari? Is that what victimized you to the point of seeking a public conviction and a career-ending sentence against him? Is that truly what you thought he deserved for your night out? Let me be completely clear. If you were sexually assaulted, you should go to the police right now. If you were sexually harassed and your bad date because of his actions mitigated your ability to do your job, you should definitely speak up and loud. Because that's happened to me too, and it stinks. But if you just had an unpleasant sexual experience, you should have gone home. Maybe just go ahead, tell your friends to avoid this guy. He's gross. Go ahead, tell the date himself he's gross, that he is not the lover that he thinks he is. And without question, don't go on a second date with him. Certainly do not marry a guy like that. But what you have done, in my opinion, is appalling. You went to the press with the story of a bad date, and you have potentially destroyed this man's career over it, right after he received an award for which he was worthy. And now here is where I am going to claim victim. You have chiseled away at a movement that I, along with all of my sisters in the workplace, have been dreaming of for decades. A movement that has finally changed an oversexed professional environment that I, too, have struggled through at times over the last 30 years in broadcasting. If you're lucky, there's a really good chance that you're not going to experience the toxic work environment that the rest of us have endured, and that is because of the remarkable progress being made against the Harvey Weinsteins and the Kevin Spaceys of the world. The Me Too movement has righted a lot of wrongs, and it has made your career path much smoother. And here's where I'm guessing it's going to be a long career path. You're 23. What a gift. Yet you looked that gift horse in the mouth and chiseled away at that powerful movement with your public accusation. And I'm going to repeat this because it's important. If you were sexually assaulted, go to the cops. If you were sexually harassed, jeopardizing your work, speak up and speak out loud. But by your own descriptions, that is not what happened.
There's about a minute left of Ashley Banfield. Lex?
Yeah, this is the gray area we've been talking about. It can be very dangerous how women and men feel about sexual misconduct. Where's the line? Was this just a bad date? Is he just a creepy man? It wasn't full out assault. And, you know, I had an interesting, my husband and his buddy were talking about this. And, you know, he says he's single and he said, you know, I feel right now I can only have a serious, committed girlfriend or be celibate. And is this where we've come? Now, he had a very different idea of what happened and thought it was consensual. So this is the gray area. And it's, I agree with Ashley that if this really is, she needs to go to the police.
Well, by her own admission, because you asked early on in your reaction, you said, is this full on assault? As Ashley pointed out, by her own admission, by her own statement, yes. She said it was not.
Exactly. See?
Dawn?
Well, yeah.
It's so hard for me to remain objective about this because of things that have happened to me. And it does feel really horrible. It's awful to be pursued like you're a caged animal and not be able to get away. Because I read the whole article that the girl... you know, in babe.com or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so I related a lot to what she had to say, and you do feel like a victim. And so it's hard for me to be objective. I think it's a really important conversation to have. And I don't like it when people are silenced in this way, because then it stops other people from coming forward about something. And I think it all needs to be talked about. So that's my only reservation with condemning this girl. Just because other people out there listening are like, oh my gosh, what if in varying degrees, if that happened to them and they didn't know what to do in the moment, it's just real difficult. I think it all needs to be talked about. We need to talk to our sons about how they date and what happens on a date and when you should stop, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's all important to talk about, I guess.
Yeah, because, you know, coming from a guy point of view, I will add that from what I hear from my female friends, it's not just easy to say no and walk away. That was the one of the few things I took exception with Ashley's commentary right there was, why didn't you go home?
Well, because you feel so ashamed. You really do. I mean, and you didn't do anything wrong. And you tell somebody no 8 times and they pursue you around a room like you're an animal. I mean, honestly.
But.
Yeah, and maybe this
she did participate.
But right. I was going to say,
this will
but
be
there, here's.
The moment where she can, if this ever happens again or other women, to stand up and say no. Back off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough, though. And I don't want to condemn anybody for speaking their mind or your guys' point of view or anything like that. And like I said, it's hard for me to be objective about it.
No, I was curious of how both of you as women viewed Ashley's commentary and the young lady's initial statement to the press or essay to the press. Mm-hmm. Because I do agree with Ashley. Where I'm conflicted is, you say it's not assault, you say it wasn't rape, but then you go to the press.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was those two things, as Ashley said, you should absolutely speak out. And in the case of assault, go to the police.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know 3 times because I don't. I just
right.
wanted.
Yeah, this is it's
a very hard conversation. When we come back, we're going to go, you know, it's the chocolate sundae that is our show. We're going to go from something serious to Alexis playing the organ on her head. We'll be right
yes!
back. Stay with us, everybody.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Entertainment.